Please proceed.
All right, thank you. Again, it's Peter McLeod. I work for Crop Life Canada. This is a trade association that represents the manufacturers of pesticides in Canada, and mainly for agricultural use, but as was presented earlier, other uses in urban areas are also included. I've been to many city councils across Canada looking at this issue of how to address concerns related to urban pesticides, and my my experience has been is that the debate has become convoluted and confused. Nobody disputes that urban green spaces benefit health, both mental and physical, the environment and the economy. We've seen presentation on that already today. And because green spaces are living systems with living plants and animals, changing with the weather, they are susceptible to insect, weed, and disease pressures, sometimes requiring use of pesticides within an IPM program. The real debate, and this is what I've seen again across Canada, is that which tools should be allowed to be used, the ones that are registered by Health Canada or a subset of those. CropLife Canada believes an integrated pest management is the best approach, that when a pesticide is needed, only products that are registered by Health Canada and approved by Health Canada should be used. There's no scientific merit for a safety differentiation between a natural or a synthetic pesticide. All pesticides are regulated in the same way with the stated standard of no harm. Health Canada bases all pesticide assessments on science. The inherent properties of the chemicals, whether they're natural or synthetic, are all looked at and assessed the same way. Urban pesticides are valuable tools that contribute to improved human health and a better environment. They offer healthy food to Canadians and the world's growing populations. They protect the environment and human health, as we just heard, and they make urban spaces like parklands nicer places to enjoy. Our industry invests significantly in developing products that are safe and effective. We support a strong science-based regulatory system for all pesticides. We encourage the responsible use of pesticides for all their uses, including urban green spaces, agriculture, structural pest control, golf courses, insect repellents, and pool chemicals. This is not a health debate. All pesticides must meet the high standard of safety set by Health Canada, a reasonable certainty of no harm, and this includes an extensive cancer assessment, as Mr. Hansen indicated. Public policy regarding health and safety issues should be based on scientific evidence, not hearsay, and I've heard a lot of that across Canada at these typical forums. Pesticide restrictions that ignore scientific evidence that Health Canada and Alberta environment regulations may utilize may actually jeopardize the health and environment of the very communities they are trying to protect. In closing, our industry is science-based and innovation-focused with extensive regulatory oversight through Health Canada and Alberta Environment. Unscientific restrictions of pesticides undermine existing regulatory safeguards, stigmatize all uses of pesticides, and create unnecessary costs for local governments. And our recommendation, therefore, would be to utilize integrated pest management systems to reduce pest damage, first of all, and when necessary, use products that have had their safety assessed and have been approved by Health Canada. Thank you.